Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Sing it, Marvin. Good morning, everybody. Friday edition of the morning show. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host, Seth Havhager.
Good morning.
And, oh, wait, what? Try this again.
Wait, Seth's not
here.
There
we go. There we go.
Good morning. Ha ha. Fooled you.
He tried to mute his mic. I secretly wanted him to do it. Sorry. Go ahead, James.
It was weird. It was like I had this hand telling me to do it. And, of course, the best listeners to radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Mm. We're doing good over here. Mm-hmm. Blue skies once again. I feel like it's been all week this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about we put it on repeat for next week, too?
Yeah, let's do
like
it.
Plan. All right. And done. All right.
We pretty much are. A gorgeous weekend ahead, too, honestly. Today, we're climb nice and comfortable under sunny skies. We'll hit about 70 degrees, calmer winds. And the reason why I say that is because by tomorrow, those winds are going to get feisty again, gusting up to about 30 miles per hour, pumping out of the south, warming us up to summery highs where we're going to hit possibly 70, upper 70s on Saturday. So near 80. So unseasonable under sunny skies. Just spoiled here.
Wow. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. We'll take it. Yeah, could be a very warm time for trick-or-treaters.
We'll see.
We really appreciate the nice weather. We've got Science by the River going on here in town tomorrow. And, you know, last couple of years, they've had some rough weather. It's nice that they got something to look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Should be a little bit nicer out there. That's
going to
be fun.
And so many events this weekend. People are going to just love the warm weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Thank you for that, Brittany. You have yourself a great weekend. We'll get together Monday.
Sounds good. You too. Bye-bye.
Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every Monday through Friday right in this time slot. We got good things coming up in the next time slot. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. A little bit later, salsa cereal we'll discuss.
Whoa.
Wrong.
Boy, it's a little too early for that.
Yeah, it hit you hard, didn't it?
I mean, I like savory in the morning, but salsa cereal? Dude.
We've got that one coming up. We're also going to get into the new hot trend and what that is.
It's not salsa cereal.
No, it is not. We got some entertainment news to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to that, of course. We'll get into all of it. And then I want to talk Halloween costumes with you guys.
Oh, yes, of course.
We are going to get into not only what, you know, if we have ideas, but I want to know what the audience is thinking as we're in the beginning of October here.
Because I need ideas, people. Let's be real. This is why we're doing this segment.
We'll get into, it's a whole reason.
So Melissa can find the costume.
Which is a good reason. It's a good reason to me. We will get into all of that. And we got plenty more getting into, we got plenty more going on today. Not only do we have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, but we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. We got our local schedule to get into and plenty more to get in, to dive into this morning.
Right.
But first up, we have five things to look forward to in October.
Okay.
Got a bunch of stuff going on in October. Let's dive right in. This is broken up in categories as it is at the beginning of every month for us. Sports. Got the MLB playoffs hard in going strong right now.
Yes, they are.
Of course, we'll be talking about this on Playmakers a little bit later today. Be sure to join us from 5 to 6 for that. NHL season gets kicking off. NBA season starts on the 22nd. And, of course, football going strong. We're going to be wrapping up a lot of high school football for a lot of local teams
in October
this month, too. So we're going to be covering a lot of that for you right here at WFHR and WIRI. In the movies, new movies coming out. The Joker sequel lands today. Saturday night, about the early days of SNL, hits theaters on the 11th. The horror sequel Smile 2 arrives on the 18th. And Tom Hardy's last run as Venom comes out at the end of the month with Venom The Last Dance on October 25th.
All right.
So I don't know if these are how big these movies are going to be. They've got their audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them.
That's true.
So each one of them could do well in regard, but they're probably not going to be doing blockbusters necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And a ton of fall TV shows are back. Love is Blind returns tomorrow. Law and Order SVU starts Thursday, and Abbott Elementary is back October 9th. Season 2 of Tracker hits CBS 13th. NCIS returns up for the 14th. Season 4 of American Horror Stories comes out. Season 4, that's got to be more than season 4.
I was going to say, it would have been more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
A little typo there.
It comes up on the 15th. Shark Tank and Blue Bloods is back on the 18th, and I believe this is the last season of Blue Bloods. I think it's the last season for that.
Wow, that's been on for a while, hasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
Well, that's what CBS does. They do shows like that. They do NCIS.
They find a thing and they just stick to it, right?
And not just that, but they will make you like 20 of them. Like NCIS Albuquerque, NCIS,
But is that any better or worse than just canceling something people like after a season or two?
I'm guessing that's why CBS is doing better, as they actually keep that stuff.
I think it's like a 9 or 10 year run. CBS has been the number one network.
The big three, yeah.
Yeah, whatever they're doing, they're going to keep doing it. It's working for them. Mm-hmm. When it comes to originality, you got to listen to your audience. You know, what do they want? Do they want something completely different that nobody else is doing, or do they want that? And you know, CBS seems to listen to their audience, knows their niche.
Mm-hmm.
Other special events, you've got American Music Awards are coming up on Sunday, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony airs live on Disney Plus October 19th.
Nice.
Oh, What We Do in the Shadows is coming back October 21st. That's the last season of that, too.
Okay.
God, I love that show. I love that show.
I've only seen a little bit, but it was fun.
No, it's so good. And finally, the holidays. Of course, we got to celebrate Rosh Hashanah earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yom Kippur comes up on the 11th. For those that don't know, that is the Jewish New Year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about the Yom Kippur next week. Columbus Day is on the 14th, which is also, of course, Native American Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween is the 31st.
The 31st.
Of course, you've got other holidays like International Beer and Pizza Day is on the 9th.
They both have their own separate.
I didn't know that was an international day.
Yeah.
It is now.
That's funny.
Yes.
And, we talked about this already a bit about looking forward to. I think they're missing the biggest thing to look forward to in October, and that's the season. That's, you know, being outside, taking in some of the outdoors.
Yeah.
And
it's thick of fall.
All the fun fall festivals going on, and we have a ton of them this weekend.
Yeah.
We do.
There's so much going on this weekend. We're going to be talking about it in our good stories of the day, but I encourage you, of course, to stick around and be listening to Melissa's news breaks. You'll hear about stuff there, too. And really, throughout the whole weekend, we'll be covering this stuff as much as we can. A lot of good things. Is there anything out of this list that you guys are looking forward to, or you out there, the listener, are looking forward to? 715-424-2600.
I am looking forward to Halloween.
Yes.
I do enjoy Halloween, even though I don't, you know, I don't do the dress-up thing much anymore. But I don't know. It's just the season and seeing, you know, the decorations out and stuff like that. You know, Beth and I were talking about this the other day. It's like, why do adults like, you know, holidays like Halloween so much?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same reason we like, you know, Christmas and stuff. It's out of the ordinary. You know, it's a little different. It's like a chance to take, you know, a little bit different view of things, you know? That's why I think people enjoy it so much. It's not the routine. It's like, oh, it's a little different, you know? Tonight, we're going to take the kids out, and they're going to go house to house and beg for candy, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like, well, they don't normally do that, so that's what I think. And it's fun, and you get to see, you know, talk to people you normally wouldn't talk to, and that kind of thing. It's a very social thing, so.
Mm-hmm. And so are so many of these like festival things that are going on the weekend or even during the week.
Yep.
I mean, you have opportunities to go through corn mazes and see people's really large vegetables that they grew and nurtured all summer. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to see that?
Seriously. It's the harvest festival time,
right?
This is the traditional harvest time.
For people who aren't in theater and don't normally dress in clothing that's not their own or that's not their style, Halloween is a great time to be able to express yourself in different ways that you don't normally do it in every other day.
That's right.
Really good point. Both of you, really good points there, especially with what you're saying there, Seth, about we note this all the time. There's less and less opportunities to run into friends or adults and meet other people and make new friends or any of these things.
Right.
Halloween is a really social time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real opportunity for that. And we don't have enough opportunities in society to kind of let our hair down, to kind of be let our freak flag fly, any of these things.
Right.
You're right, Melissa. Halloween is an opportunity for that as adults. At some point, there was a parent or a guardian or somebody helping their little kid with their Halloween costume, and it was taking hours, and it was driving them crazy, and they're looking at this kid, and they're like, why are they having all the fun? Wait a minute.
I want to have fun.
We used to do this. Why can't we do this? We're actually going to get into a little bit later adult Halloween.
Or adult-ween.
We'll get into that.
Adult-ween. And I love the collaborative costumes that families do now. With,
yes.
You know, like the parents coordinate with the kids. I love those so much.
Yeah. I cannot get enough of those. Every year they blow me away with some of the combinations or some of the things they think of. I think
you have been challenged, Seth.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, right. I'd love to see you guys do something.
Oh, man. I have one who's like done with Halloween. He's done. Nothing. He doesn't want to dress up. No.
And then I have one who really likes it. Candy?
Well, he'll take that, of course, but, you know, he doesn't want to go out and get it, though.
You got to do the effort part two, buddy.
I was never somebody that fell to peer pressure. I usually pushed against it. But I think one time that stands out to me that I was around that age or around the time when, you know, kids start pushing back. Dressing up is silly.
Yeah, right.
You know, they have that stretch there. And then, of course, you turn like 16 or 17 and you want to do it again. and you're a 16-year-old out there Halloween trick-or-treating and people.
I totally support.
I do too.
Absolutely.
Aren't you a little too old to be trick or treating?
100%.
Don't say that. Those should be forbidden words on Halloween.
I agree. But it's funny. We all go through that rite of passage, that little stretch there. When my friends were going through that, I still wanted to dress up. I didn't, because I don't know. I was just starting to be able to like do more things like that. And I remember kind of giving into it, not dressing up with my friend, you know, following the trend and everything, which I never really did that kind of thing.
I didn't get to trick-or-treat as a kid. Mm. I mean, number one, growing up in the country, and then also being part of a religion that shunned Halloween.
That frowned upon it, yes.
I think that we should perhaps consider allowing adults to trick-or-treat.
Mm. Ooh.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start this campaign.
I think
we should do it.
I'm good with it.
I'm going to back you 100%. I'm not going to do it, but I'll back you 100%, Melissa.
I love I'm immediately thinking of you.
I appreciate
that,
Seth. That's very big of you.
It's very sweet. It's sort of. It's
sort of.
It's I love the idea of you have your bowl of candy for the kids, and then you have like just something here for adults. Where like you just got like a six pack, and you're just grabbing like.
I have some friends in Toma that do that. They have a pumpkin that they hollow out inside, and they stick a wine, you know, the wine bags. They stick a wine bag in there, and the spout out the front. And the kids get candy, and the
parents
adults
get wine.
Can fill up their cup.
The house where, because there's always a house that hands out like apples or a toothbrush or something. That house, they've got like Tums. Like Tums for the adults or something like that. Like,
oh my god! I would go to that house. I would definitely go there.
I like this actually. We were onto something here. You're onto something here, Melissa.
And the best part is there are all these little towns around us. They all have different Halloween trick-or-treating times.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I'm in a new house this Halloween, I'm looking forward to actually giving out candy at my house this year. Hopefully I actually get some trick-or-treaters, because I didn't in the last two places I lived.
Yeah.
So whatever. But maybe this year I will. And
so
then
bitter.
I'm going to go trick-or-treating myself in other towns.
That's awesome. That's great.
And I might need to borrow a child.
Yeah. Yes.
So that it can actually look, you know, legitimate.
So now she's trying to be sneaky about it.
Come on
now.
I encourage this so much.
Me by myself walking up to people, that I would feel awkward.
I don't blame you.
But if there's any kids out there that are looking for more candy, I need an escort.
Reach out to your Aunt Melissa.
I'm willing.
I don't know. There's something about this whole thing. I don't know.
Can I borrow your kid?
Candy. I don't need the candy myself.
Right.
You just
want to do the experience.
Yeah,
we are coming up with business idea after business idea. Rent a kid for an hour for trick or treating.
Oh boy,
you know what could go wrong with
that?
What could go wrong? We're gonna go to break.
We got to get on the Halloween bandwagon. We're gonna make some money off this, like everyone else is, right? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Go to break before we get in any more trouble here. Morning show, WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating. with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe right now. They're open, waiting for you at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Got some great stuff going on over there at El Cafe today. And, of course, keep in mind their fish fry menu is going strong. Head on over there and check that out tonight.
All right.
Good food for you.
Friday fish fry. Mm-hmm.
Good things. And it's a delicious fish fry, too.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com. James.Maloff at civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff with that little format there.
Mm-hmm.
You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Hit us up that way as well and call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600.
Love to hear from you, everybody. Love your birthdays and anniversaries being called live in.
Yes.
Keep getting them to us. Love to hear from you. Let's dive right in. We got a lot to do with this segment because we got 3 days to cover. And for today, I need a one or a two from you, Melissa.
Ooh, one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get
so excited.
He picked me first. He picked me first.
We have, Saturday already covered. And then we have for Sunday, we need a one or a two, Seth.
Two.
All right. Gives us those qualifiers. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a happy 38th anniversary to Dale and Jenny Damaru.
Ooh. Ooh, 38. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Dale and Jenny, enjoying your 38th. Hope it's a great one for you.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier for today, celebrating their 30th birthday, Colin Liska.
Happy birthday, Colin.
Happy birthday, Colin.
Enjoy your day, Colin. Hope
yes,
it's a good
indeed.
One for you.
Oh.
Brag to everybody that you're qualified today. You qualified. Go for it. On Saturday, we have Vera Keller, who is our qualifier.
Happy birthday, Vera.
Vera is a great name.
I like that
it
name.
Is.
It's a good name. Enjoy your day, Vera. Hope it's a good one. Some non-qualified, some people that can't win, but we wanted to mention. Pam's goddaughter, Sarah Najam.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Her. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
And Ken Ashburn-Brenner, Pam's friend Ken.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Hey, enjoy your day, Ken. Ken's a good guy. Ken's a good guy. We like Ken. Ken's a good guy. Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for
you.
We take a look at October 6th, Sunday birthdays. Wishing a happy birthday to Brad Young.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Brad, an old high school teammate of mine. Great guy. Great guy. Wonderful individual. Enjoy your day, Brad. Hope it's a good one for you. Talk to you later. And wishing a happy birthday to our qualifier on Sunday, Abby Wilson.
Happy birthday, Abby.
Happy birthday, Abby.
That's the second Abby we've had. That name seems to have come back or something.
At some point, yeah.
It's a good name. I like that name,
it's good
Abby. It's for Abigail, right? That would be short for Abigail.
It can
right?
be, yeah. yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Abby, and your qualifier on Sunday. To all of our qualifiers, brag. Brag to people. Brag to your friends,
and,
family.
And better yet, get more birthdays to us.
Yes.
Keep sure. We want to keep us. Talking about them.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays for today. Rachel Lee Cook is 45. A lot of people know her from She's All That.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, that's a fun one. That's a fun
she
one.
She had a nice run on Psych, the show Psych, for a while, too. She did a very good job on that one, too.
She is a wonderful, wonderful actor. And really has been doing some fun work, too, doing some conservation work and doing like she did a recently. Went to Vietnam on a tourist trip and really celebrated that area and did some really good work there and stuff. That's a good actor. Alicia Silverstone is 48. Cher from Clueless. She was Batgirl and George Clooney's Batman and Robin. And He-Man's mom in Netflix's Masters of the Universe. I didn't know that either. Been doing a bit of voice acting.
Very cool. Very cool.
Speaking of doing great voice acting, the great Liev Schreiber is 57. Ray Donovan, Sabretooth. I mean, so many great roles. But you hear him do a lot of narration for the NFL.
Yes. The first time I ever heard his voice was way back in 1995. He narrated a documentary on PBS about the history of rock and roll. I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah. He's good.
He is very good.
Yeah. The great Christopher Waltz is 68. The bad guy in James Bond's Spectre. The bad guy in Inglourious Bastards.
But so you see a pattern here. Yeah.
But the good guy in Django Unchained.
One of the, need to be a good guy now, Chris.
Came out of nowhere and blew everybody away with that Inglourious Bastards movie and won an Oscar for that. There's a lot of great performances in that movie. It's way too dang long, but it's worth watching. in part because of his performance. Mm-hmm. He's really good. Mm-hmm. The great, one of the legends, Susan Sarandon is 78.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Damn it, Janet. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Thelma and Louise, mm-hmm. Bull Durham, the Witches of Eastwick. So many good performances.
I mean so she is just many. So good.
Mm-hmm. And I always find this one interesting. A couple of great authors we celebrate with some people no longer with us. Anne Rice, born on this day in 1941, mm-hmm. author of Interview with a Vampire, Menach mm-hmm. the Devil. So many great books over the years.
She's got to be one of the better selling authors of all time. Considering all this. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I really liked her work, read a lot of her books over the years. And Jackie Collins, born on this day in 1937, a saucy author.
Speaking of selling a lot of books. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not many have sold as many as Jackie Collins has. Two very different authors, yes. But it's always interesting mm-hmm. when you see these yep. things when singers or authors mm-hmm. or something have share a birthday. And completely in the other direction, Charlton Heston, born on this day in 1923. Great actor.
Oh my gosh.
Solid actor.
Let my people go. No.
Ben-Hur, The Ten Commandments, Planet of the Apes, mm-hmm. Silent Green. Silent Green is actually one I really want to watch.
It's made of people.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not his actual line, but
no.
I have to say, that is actually a very good movie. I mean, yeah. people mm-hmm. remember it for that, you know, the ending and all mm-hmm. that stuff, but the whole lead
Don't
up
ruin
to
it. For me, I haven't seen it.
I'm not going to. I mean, it's got some, it's got great performances.
I know it was 1973, but I haven't seen it yet.
Great final performances from Edward G. Robinson and Joseph Cotten. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. they are so good in that.
The thing that I don't think Charlton Heston ever got credit for that he deserved, look at the movies he did, Soylent Green, Planet of the Apes, some of these movies, a lesser actor would go into those and be like, well, these are silly or this isn't, you know, going to be believable or something. Everything Charlton Heston did, he gave you everything he had.
He did.
He mm-hmm. left it all on the stage. Mm-hmm. Like, he would go all in. He believed in everything he was doing. You can't ask for much more out of an actor.
No, very professional actor.
And Northwestern's own. I graduated out of Northwestern. I should mention that as well.
Oh, Touch of Evil. I forgot Touch of Evil. Oh, gotta watch Touch of Evil.
That may be the one. That mm-hmm. may be the one. He had a lot of great performances late in life, too.
Yes, he did.
Where he would show up in Westerns and yep. things.
He was in True Lies.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. Hmm.
He was in Tombstone, too.
Yes, he was very good
in Tombstone. A little bit part, but a very good one, yeah.
His cameos were some of his best work. Interestingly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Saturday birthdays. Travis Kelce is 35.
Is he still playing football?
I mean,
you've seen his production the last couple of weeks. Yeah. He's kind of running around on the field, I guess. But, you know.
He's still out there. Jesse Eisenberg is 41. The Social Network, Now You See Me, Zombieland. A good actor. Good actor.
I was going to say good young actor, but I'm like, I don't think he's that young anymore.
You think of him, though, as a young
actor. I know.
Actor.
He looks so young.
One of the best actors in the game, and I think you could make the argument top five actresses in the game for sure, since she has been her whole career. Kate Winslet is 49 tomorrow.
Yes. Fabulous.
We're just talking about her the other day as far as the movie Titanic and her performance, the way the critics have fallen for her for Mayor of Easttown. She was in the Divergent movies. I mean, just an incredible, incredible career. I love her work so much. It could be something that I have no interest in, but if I see Kate Winslet is in it, I will watch it.
Yeah. She's one of those actors that you've got to pay attention to. She's that good.
She is good. Guy Pearce, 57. Another good actor. Oh. And another fellow actor from Mayor of Easttown.
I was going to say, and another Australian, too, I believe. Yeah, so, man. Yes. Yep.
The Hurt Locker, he had a run in Iron Man 3. Memento is one of the more difficult movies to ever watch, but it's such a great performance by him.
It's a good performance.
But I will throw out there The Count of Monte Cristo.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I like his performance in that. I love that movie. I really I will admit, it was one of the first books I read as a kid and I could understand. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed as a kid. And one that I felt like I could really get. I was way too young to be reading that book, but I got it.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
And that movie is still, I think, the best interpretation of that book. It's very well done. It's and his performance is fantastic in it.
And I want to throw out there The Time Machine.
Oh, good one, Melissa. Good one, yeah. Yeah, that's
He's been
classic.
In so many interesting projects. He really has.
There's a couple we haven't even
wasn't
mentioned.
I might be wrong on this. Wasn't he in Tu Wong Fu? Yes. Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Boy, was he?
I think he might have been. Hugo Weaving was in that because it was an Australian movie and it had some at the time top Australian before he hit it big.
Yeah,
I might be wrong on that, but I think
the one with Wesley Snipes and John Leguizamo and Patrick Swayze.
Oh gosh, I'm thinking of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That's what I was thinking. He was in that.
There was two of the, those two movies at the
same
time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
Arguably the greatest hockey player a lot of us got to see, because a lot of us didn't see Wayne Gretzky play. Mario Lemieux, 59 today.
Oh.
Super Mario.
Still, is he still playing somewhere?
He definitely.
I know he owns a team.
Use that name.
He's awesome. Gotta love Mario Lemieux. Great player. Clive Barker, 72 on Saturday. One of the kings of horror, author and film director of horror.
Yes.
And let's see here. Brian Johnson is 77. AC/DC lead singer.
How can he still sing like that?
Yeah.
Has he not shredded his vocal cords? I don't know.
There's a special technique that you can.
Gotta be.
He's got it down, man.
Yep. And Steve Miller sharing a birthday with Brian Johnson.
Oh.
Steve Miller, 81 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Another big one. And people no longer with us, the great Bernie Mac, born on Saturday. One of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time, period. you go ahead and you look up, especially look up Bernie Mac at the Def Comedy Jam. I ain't afraid of you. People would go out there shaking. They were so afraid of that crowd. It was the Apollo, but like on a high school level, where everybody was right on top of you. The audience is right there. And if you don't make them laugh, there's heckling, and then there was what that audience would do to you. Bernie Mac would go out there and just challenge them. What are you talking about? I ain't afraid of you. I ain't afraid. But just, so young Bernie Mac was everything that Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy had built up comedy to.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Mac was a legend. They did that tour, Kings of Comedy.
Yep, I remember that.
There's some good comedians a part of that. The only thing that made me sell Bernie Mac being a part of that.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac, when he was around, was one of the kings of comedy.
Oh my gosh.
His
part in Friday.
It's so good.
It still makes me laugh just thinking of it.
He's got so many funny scenes where he doesn't even say anything. It's just something he's doing.
That expressive face, telling you. Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, we got some birthdays to celebrate, like Elizabeth Shue is 61. The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai and Adventures in Babysitting, Leaving Las Vegas. Yeah. So many greats.
Very good actress.
Love that. She was really good on the first season of The Boys. She was really good on that show. And Tony Dungy celebrating a birthday on Sunday, 69, for the former Indianapolis Colts coach and the first African-American to win a head coaching Super Bowl.
That's right.
Also on NBC's Sunday Night Football now. We encourage all of our qualifiers and all of our friends out there to head on over to El Cafe and treat yourself, enjoy some great food over there, and let them know how much we appreciate them.
Yeah.
221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Stick around, everybody. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up after our news break right here on The Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous theme song from a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know it, you call up 715-424-2600, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals. That's two kids' meals. That's free Culver's.
All right.
Ooh, baby.
Love it.
Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Let us know what TV theme song this is. Might take a minute.
Ooh.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll
come on.
There we go. Let's see what we got. All right. Let's see. Good morning. What's your answer?
Well, I'm going to guess Family Ties.
Yes.
Yes, and you guessed right.
All right.
Yeah, nicely done. Let's see. There we go. Now it's
make it official.
Yeah. That's a good guess, sir. Were you a fan of the show?
Oh, I maybe seen it six times.
Yeah.
Even cooler.
Man,
that was awesome.
But you will always
even know I remembered it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah.
It's one of those theme
it's
songs.
Your lucky day.
Yeah.
It sticks in your head, and now you'll remember it because it got you free Culver's.
Maybe. 6 years old, I forget a lot.
You are not alone on that, sir. You are not
alone. Just don't forget where we're located.
So that's right, yes.
Oh, I know where you're located.
Can I get your first name?
Ron.
Ron, awesome. Thanks so much, Ron. Where are you calling us from?
Grand Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Grand Rapids winner. Nice. I love that. Hey, Ron, you know where we're at, so you come by and pick this up anytime, Monday through Friday, in 9 to 5, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys, and thanks, Culver's.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Ron.
Yeah, enjoy your day, Ron. Have a great weekend. That was awesome.
That was great. Very good.
I don't know. Ron might be the new winner. I don't think we've heard from Ron before.
I know. That was really cool. I love the idea that he only saw the show like six times.
It's fantastic.
That's even better.
That is so much better. honestly, it took me a minute. When I was looking this up the other day, it took me a minute to be like, well, wait a minute. Was that the theme song? Because I know we watched the show. My mom and dad liked the show.
Yeah, we watched it pretty regularly, too.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That's a shock to no one.
It starred, of course, a couple of great actors. I think almost a perfect cast. Like, it had really good cast.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was how we all got to find out who Michael J. Fox was.
That's right.
It was his big star vehicle and everything. And the reason we chose that one is because we celebrated on the 30th Johnny Mathis's birthday. And that, of course, is Johnny Mathis singing the theme song there.
I didn't know. I should have known that. Ah.
One of Johnny Mathis's last hits was this, because the theme song ended up turning into an actual radio hit for
him. Yes, it did. Yes,
the duet that they did there. Mr. Mathis's birthday being celebrated and everything, this I couldn't help. I also have to make a note. One of the better, I don't know if the theme song is one of the better theme songs of all time, but the video,
the opening montage with it, yes,
the snapshots and everything, like very well done for a family show. Very well done. And a show back in the day. So, you know, one of the big talking points of the show was the family were very democratic.
Yeah, very liberal. Blue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas their son, Michael P. J. Keaton, was a big fan of the Republican Party and being
Alex
and
P. Keaton. Sorry.
Alex P. Keaton and Nixon and all that.
Yeah.
How great would that show have been nowadays? You know? Like, it'd been a very different show.
Oh, yeah.
But it was actually way ahead of its time when it comes to some of those things. Michael's character also dealt with addiction and some stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They tried to do some things with that show. They really did. It was a good show.
And then they also had that whole Scott Valentine thing.
Yeah. That was rough.
That was rough.
That was a dark moment in TV history. But the theme song wasn't.
Mallory.
Sorry. The theme song was a good one. Thank you, Ron, our newest star of the day. Be listening every Friday, right in this time slot. We'll make you a new star. We'll make a new star of the day every Friday. Thanks to our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Visit them on A Street and wish them a good one, and support Culver's. They support our community. Go ahead and support them. Get some Culver's in your life.
Yeah. I mean, you can only get the Kurter Burger until like the 14th.
So that's right.
That's right.
Got to go now.
Yeah. Get on over there and get it. Be like Ron. Get on over there and get it, everybody. And we'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show.
I started breathing on the night we kissed. Well, I can't remember what I ever did before.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Want to send a big shout out to Ron again. Ron, out of Grand Rapids, our newest star of the day.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Dan.
Ron. Yeah.
Ron's going to get some great food from Culver's. We don't know what he might order, but he is definitely going to get some great food from Culver's.
Yes,
I feel confident saying that. And I feel confident saying Ron is not going to order salsa cereal. Tostitos says that they spotted the new trend on social media called salsa cereal, and apparently former NFL wide receiver Julian Edelman is the early adopter of this, the creator of this, or whatever. The process is simple. You take a handful of tortilla chips, crush them into a bowl, top it with salsa, and go to town.
Okay.
They've created a social media campaign around it with a video starring Edelman, and they even put him on a box. So-called salsa cereal. You can enter for a chance to win the box and snack it, and a snack kit, following at Tostitos on Instagram, liking their official post, and following along from there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just try this snack hack if you want at home. I don't know. Doesn't.
Who of us hasn't already done this with the end of the bag of the chips and the last little bit of salsa?
The crumbs and a little bit of salsa. Just mix it all together. You know,
you don't necessarily have to put it in a bowl. You just dump the chips into the end of the jar of salsa. And you
All he did was add a spoon.
That's it.
That was it. Just added a spoon.
I mean, it kind of gave it a name. Bowl. That was about it. You know? I mean, not really.
But
I mean,
calling it cereal is misleading.
Yeah.
I think you're correct on that. Yeah,
you're thinking there's going to be a liquid added into this at some point or something.
The only other liquid that I've added to cereal is orange juice, and that's awful.
Yeah.
Have we all tried that? Has everyone tried the orange juice? I think we all have done that. Yeah.
My sister
when
and I
run out of milk. You got to use something.
That's exactly what happened to us. And as a side note, if you're going to try it, don't do it with orange juice that has pulp in it.
Oh, that was wrong.
Or with any kind of sugary cereal.
That's a good point too.
You're making me feel horrible right here.
Has anybody ever?
Well, we're talking about salsa cereal, so I don't know. I suppose.
Where's the line, right?
Has anybody ever accidentally put creamer in their cereal and thought it was milk?
I have not done that.
Oh man, it was one of my early times doing the morning show with Bob, and I woke up in the morning and I've got a basic creamer, and I didn't normally have that, but it was just a basic regular creamer.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed that and I'm half awake and I got like one contact in and I'm pouring this and I'm trying to eat while I'm running around and getting ready and everything because I'm running late. So I've got this little bowl of cereal and I'm just devouring it. And I took like two bites before I'm like, is the milk bad? Did the milk go bad? And I'm getting all mad at myself like, oh.
Is this thick milk?
No. Milk didn't go bad. Didn't go bad.
It was creamer.
Creamer was fine. It just doesn't go well with Frosted Flakes. Doesn't go well with that.
I think some people would actually like that, to be fair.
Might like it.
I like my cereal with clotted cream.
If that didn't do you for you anything for you, salsa cereal, maybe this will. It's Friday, and you may not be in the mood for hot chocolate yet, but you might be in the mood for this kind. Swiss Miss teamed up with Indianapolis-based spirits maker called Hotel Tango Distillery to create Swiss Miss Shamala. A cocoa infused bourbon whiskey that has hints of caramelized sugar and toasted marshmallows.
Oh wow!
Yes.
Wow.
The boozy Miss Swiss Miss is 60 proof, and it'll start showing up this month on select realtors. It's also available online through CaskCartel.com. CaskCartel.com.
It's a fun name.
Wow. It's a little threatening, too.
It sells in 2 to 3 to 6 bottle bundles. You might want to make sure you stock up because they are selling fast, apparently.
Mm.
The website drinkschmallow.com also has some recipes on there for a cocoa old-fashioned or a spiked hot cocoa or a white Russian.
Mm. I think they're bespoiling the good name of the Swiss Miss character here.
Yeah, they're really
saying that she's a drunk or she's a drinker or something like that. Wait a minute,
I would try that. I would try, but I'm not huge on.
I'm not gonna buy a bottle of it.
No,
no.
I can't see doing that. I can't see doing that. No.
Oh gosh,
I don't know about that one.
Okay. So you know, as someone who doesn't drink anymore, I got to ask people who still do that. You know, that overly sweet. With alcohol, is that something you like?
Mm.
That just does not sound good to me at all.
No,
but alcohol with sweet stuff.
Drink it straight. Usually, you put something
right.
Sure. It, so mm-hmm. you could just use a cut seltzer the salt. Water.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. I suppose that would be one way to do it. Yeah,
I don't know, sad, but worth a try if you're up to it, though. And finally, wanted to get into this one, and this kind of leads into our 9 o'clock hour where we're going to be talking about Halloween costumes and some of the new items that are out there for decoration for your yards and things like mm-hmm. that. And we're talking about adult-o-ween.
God, it's a terrible word.
The Chicago, the chocolate company Ferrario. Ferrario? I always forget how it's called.
I forget as well. Ferrero Rocher? Is that what it is?
Ferrero Rocher released their 2024 Halloween survey, and they're trying to claim that the hot new trend is adults celebrating Halloween. Yeah, that's nothing new. That's been around for a decade now. And they're trying to start the trend adult-o-ween.
Stop.
Yeah, no.
Just
no.
Stop it.
And here are a few stats to kick off the spookiest month of the year.
No.
69% of adults plan to buy Halloween candy, even if they don't plan to expect trick-or-treaters.
Nice.
Some of us, it's just an excuse to eat more sweets.
Yeah, exactly. Me and I want more candy.
I mean, I don't want the candy to go bad. I've got to eat it. This is my dad's art.
There's a lot out there extra for sale right now. And there's good sales. So yeah. Now's the time.
That's
right?
That's true. That's true. I love the idea.
For the whole year.
Of candy going bad.
Oh, that was my dad.
I love that.
Every year, my dad, he would say that. He would say that he didn't want the candy to go bad.
Some of this is going to go bad.
Yep. He had to check our candy, which meant he had to take some of our candy.
Of course, a little tax on that. Yeah.
And all of this. And the man would have a stash. He would have a stash of candy, and then, like, after the night was done with trick-or-treating, he would, like, miraculously find this stash of candy. Oh, I got this extra candy. I don't want it to go bad. God, eat it. Just devour it.
Even though I'm pretty sure that what they wrap candy in could withstand a nuclear attack, but okay.
Yeah. 67% of parents will buy extra candy just in case they need it, then secretly stash it away from themselves.
We see your game, you parents.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
58% will decorate their house in some way, even if it's just a pumpkin on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
60% of people said that they enjoy pumpkin carving.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun. I love pumpkin carving.
Pumpkin carving is fun. It can be fun.
It is, and I like all the newer techniques that people are doing.
So many cool things.
Oh yeah,
there's so many cool things
that don't involve actual sharp implements that end up cutting you.
Yeah,
I even like the painting, where people just paint they don't even cut it up or anything. They just paint it. I think that's cool too.
I've seen some really pretty ones with floral.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They're so pretty.
I do want to tell people that if you are going to carve a pumpkin, please, please be careful. Yes. There was a friend of my family that almost died.
Whoa.
When they were carving a pumpkin and they accidentally sliced their arm open. So,
Dang.
So be careful, please. Hey. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, back off, man. Making a fun topic serious is my wheelhouse. That's what I do.
Don't use power tools.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. But you know what saved his life?
Mm.
Duct tape.
Oh, of course. Of course.
He needed to find a way to stop the bleeding, so he used it.
Darn tape. Right.
It worked.
Speaking of my dad, you just made my dad extremely happy. Yes.
That's all he had.
It made all dads very happy with that one. 47% of adults said that they like to dress up in costumes for their own enjoyment. And even, whether it's to hand out candy or whether they're walking with their kids or something like that. I think that number is actually a lot higher. I think that's a lot higher.
People are ashamed to admit it.
Yeah, I think so. 36% of people plan to dress their pets up this year. 0% of pets want this.
I don't know.
It's hard to know, but there's obviously some pets that really don't want to have the clothes on.
My fur brother, I think Sam is a pretty good example. Sam is a different dog because he does actually like a harness on him. Mm. He likes that security. Some dogs especially like that security around their body and everything. So then maybe a costume could give them that comfort. But they could get it without the silly hat on their head that hangs on I don't mind people dressing up their pets. Just don't tell me you're doing it for the pet. Don't try to convince me. Oh, Fido really loves this. Get out of here, man. You don't know what Fido. Get out of here.
I know one thing. He didn't ask for it.
He definitely didn't ask for
it. No.
Well, I don't know, guys. Have you seen that video of the golden retriever going to the basket and pulling out the hat and going in front of the mirror with it on? I've seen this video. It exists.
This is a very good dog. I've seen the video
very
too.
Good
it's
dog.
A very good dog. Yeah. But I maintain that dog knows what if
exception
it does
that proves
things,
rule.
If it does those things, it knows what's coming, and that means a treat.
That is how dogs tend to work. Yes, it's true.
77% of adults feel nostalgic about trick or treating. Oh yeah, oh yeah. It even before October hits, I'm hit with a rush of trick or treating and some of the fun moments that I had with that.
You know, Melissa, you were talking about earlier. You know, you didn't trick or treat partially because you grew up in the country. I did too. And this was where you had to get into the car to get to all your neighbors' houses. I'm going to drive to the next house. It actually was pretty good, you know, because there was enough of us that everyone usually had candy. But, man.
So I'm a little envious of that. It sounds like from you guys' perspective, I'm sure that it could have been better there are parts of it that were rough or whatever. I don't know. There's something about that that sounds really fun to me about it. Because for me, we always had to go to, we couldn't really trick or treat where I was from. Mm-hmm. There really wasn't that going on. So we'd go to my aunt's or my uncle's houses or something, and my Aunt Nay lived in an apartment complex. And one year we got to go there, and she goes, okay, so, and this is like a 300 building apartment complex. There's like three different complexes next to each other and everything. And me, my cousin Lisa, and my sister hit almost every single one. We went back and got an extra bag. Like, wow. It was amazing.
Found the mother load, man.
It was amazing doing that. But doing something like that where you're traveling around the houses seems kind of fun too.
It was, except in northern Minnesota, it was usually really cold.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't even remember. There's very few Halloweens where I thought, you know, you plan your costume for warmth.
Yes.
You know, got to
yes.
make sure you have enough underneath and stuff.
You never went as a hula dancer?
No.
Come
not.
On, Seth.
With long johns on? Yes, maybe. But
the older you get in the Midwest, the more you tailor your costume to fit yes. the weather. You know what? Yes. I'm going to be the Pillsbury Doughboy. You know?
Yeah, I'll be nice and warm.
Snowman.
Yeah. I'm just going to be somebody getting ready for winter.
Yeah, that's
right. That's what I am. That's my character this year. 40% of people polled this said Halloween is their favorite holiday.
There you go. That's not bad.
It's a good one. Yeah. That's fun. I certainly want to hear from all of you out there. What are you guys going to do for Halloween? Are you going to dress up? Are you not? Would you dress up if you could? When we get into Halloween costumes a little bit later, one of the questions I want to have for everybody is, if you could be anything for Halloween, what would you be?
Anything. No. Price is not an issue. You
right,
just whatever
right.
you want.
Price is not an issue, and I already took rich. I already took that. What would you be if you could be any costume? No, money is not an obstacle. The coming up with the idea or making the costume isn't your job or anything. You just go, hey, here is a blank check. Give me this costume. You can have any kind of costume you want. What would it be? So we'll get into that a little bit after our entertainment section because we got that to kick off the 9 o'clock hour where we're not only going to get into some fun stuff that we got going on as far as Stranger Things and talking about some local theater, but a little bit later we will get into Halloween and talking costumes, talking new items that are out there for people to use. But as far as wrapping up the segment here and talking about adult-ween or just adults celebrating Halloween.
Stop using that word. No.
We don't get a chance to, we go through this thing where we're little and we want to be old. We're little, want to be old. And then we hit a certain age where we want to be young again.
Yep.
And we kind of go through this back and forth. And almost every human being goes through this. If this is the one time a year where we get to have a little fun, we get to be a little less serious, or we get to be a little bit, find the kid in ourselves or something like that, I say embrace it, especially this year. It's going to be heavy. Let's be honest. It's going to be a heavy year. It doesn't a heavy month.
Right.
We're leading up to one of the bigger elections of our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be hit with a lot of political information, a lot of stuff this month. It can get scary. Let's look for the light moments.
Yes.
Look for the light moments.
Let's look
embrace
for that.
The lightness.
Yeah.
And embrace the joy and the fun. We will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.